One person was killed and four people injured in an accident early Monday morning in Independence County. The accident happened around 12:30 Monday morning on Big Creek Road near Floral, Arkansas. Authorities say that a vehicle with five people in it rolled over, ejecting two of the people in the vehicle. One of those was killed, the other was injured, and the three people still in the vehicle were also injured. The crash is still under investigation, and no names have been released at this time. A man from Springfield has been arrested in Douglas County. 34-year-old Jared Allen Young was arrested on a Douglas County grand jury indictment for child molestation first degree. His bond was set at $150,000 cash. The case was investigated by Detective Nathan Long and assisted by the Child Advocacy Center in West Plains. Young remains in jail in Douglas County. A Mountain Grove woman has been arrested for arson. Melissa Prestige allegedly set fire to a home and vehicle of an ex-boyfriend on Sunday. Prestige was found hiding behind the house on Harker Street. She was arrested and allegedly admitted to setting the fires, stating that she lit a shirt on fire, placed it inside the truck, and then set another burning shirt on the couch inside the residence. She's charged with first-degree arson, second-degree arson, and first-degree burglary. She's being held without bond. A man from Pro Tem has been arrested in Marion County after allegedly stopping a vehicle and threatening to kill the driver. 78-year-old Thomas Lee Kaufman faces a felony charge of first-degree terroristic threatening and misdemeanor charges of harassment and obstructing a highway or other public passage. He's being held in Marion County Detention Center, bond set at $15,000. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office reports several arrests. 49-year-old Yolanda Adams of Dora was arrested on a Douglas County grand jury indictment for possession of a controlled substance and stealing. Her bond was set at $1,500 cash. 28-year-old Patricia Hurt of Ava was arrested on a grand jury indictment for failure to register as a sex offender. Bond set at $1,500. 41-year-old Adam Besson of Republic was arrested on a grand jury indictment for third-degree domestic assault. And 65-year-old Janice Blackledge of Seymour was arrested after testing positive for meth and ecstasy when she arrived for court. Two people from Texas have been arrested in Randolph County. 40-year-old Eliza Petty from Adrian, Texas, and 51-year-old Kenneth Hutto of Baysville, Texas, were both arrested last night on charge of possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, possession of a Scheduled 6 controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both are being held in Randolph County Jail. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a man from Tecumseh. 35-year-old Blake Giller was arrested Sunday on charge of felony possession of a controlled substance, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to register a motor vehicle, failure to display a certificate of vehicle inspection, operating a vehicle on a highway without a valid license, no insurance, failure to transfer ownership of a motor vehicle, displaying the plates of another, and operated a motor vehicle without bumpers. He was taken to Howell County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report, Isler County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report, and Ripley County Sheriff's Department's Weekly Arrest Report are all now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Their City Council meets tonight at 5:30 at City Hall. This is their regular monthly meeting. Everyone is welcome to attend. Ozark Healthcare is encouraging community members to give back this summer by donating blood and helping save lives across the Ozarks. Through a partnership with Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, individuals who donate blood during June will receive special donor rewards while supplies last, including a free three-quarter sleeve All-American t-shirt and a give-and-go fun pass featuring admission offers and activities valued at more than $245. The voucher includes special offers to regional attractions and entertainment destinations, including Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball games, Fritz Adventure, Super Splash USA, and Andy B's in Springfield. Ozarks Healthcare's next community blood drive will be held Friday, June 19th from noon till 6 at the Parkway Center on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Community members are encouraged to schedule an appointment or stop by to donate and help meet the ongoing need for blood throughout the region. Appointments can help minimize wait times. You could call 417-227-5006.